At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa, Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Ray on I-5 North is. Ray, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Ray, were you by any chance listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
You know, I'm going to say I have integrity because I want to get the t-shirt because I want to beat Migs. So,
all right.
Yes, I was.
Oh,
yes,
so you
I
were.
Was.
Okay, all right, well, Steve.
What the hell, man? So you're messing with my brain.
He's really ready to go, so you got to get out of here.
This is some kind of like strategy, because now I'm all confused.
Yes. For those playing at home, Ray has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which vibrant, long-legged bird is the national bird of the Bahamas?
Flamingo.
Yes. How many coaches are on The Voice?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. What bar does Homer Simpson frequent?
Dust.
No.
Pass.
What vitamin found in carrots supports your vision?
K.
No.
Vitamin carotene.
No.
Pass.
What Queen song opens with is this the real life?
I gotta think about that. Pass.
What is an otoscope used to look at?
Ears.
Yes. In what decade were Hot Wheels introduced?
60s.
Yes. What two ballpark snacks are named in Take Me Out to the Ballgame?
Pass.
The largest T-Rex skeleton was found in what country?
Canada.
Correct. What sport is featured in The Color of Money?
Pool.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 you got correct there, Ray.
I was hoping to get more.
You know what? It's all right. Steve's probably off his game today.
Yeah.
We don't even know if he's had enough coffee.
No, I haven't.
Now we know. Welcome back to the studio, Steve. Are you ready?
Showtime.
Which vibrant, long-legged bird is the national bird of the Bahamas?
Swan?
No.
Flamingo?
Yes. How many coaches are on The Voice?
There are 4.
Yes. What bar does Homer Simpson frequent?
Moe's.
Correct. What vitamin found in carrots supports your vision?
Vitamin A.
Yes. What Queen song opens with Is This the Real Life?
Is this the real? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Correct. What does an otoscope you look at?
Otis.
Oh, no.
Otoscope looks at stars?
No.
People.
No.
In hotels.
No. In what decade were Hot Wheels introduced?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
30s.
No.
Damn it.
What two ballpark snacks are named in Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
That is right. The largest T-Rex skeleton was found in what country?
United States of America.
No.
Africa.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's not a country. Canada.
Yes. What sport is featured in The Color of Money?
Billiards.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you got 8 correct, and that is a victory, 8-6. Sorry, Ray.
Oh, well, another time.
Another time indeed.
Another one bites the dust.
Doing it for Queen.
Another one bites the dust.
An otoscope is used to look in your ears. And Hot Wheels were introduced in the 1960s.
Oh my gosh, I went the wrong direction.
Yes, you
the
did.
The wrong direction.
But still a very impressive game, a wonderful score. Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
You may have seen in the news that an 11-year-old boy was nearly drowned in Silver Lake in Everett, but thanks to the heroism of a 13-year-old by the name of Gage Bryant, he swam underwater and rescued this
absolute
kid.
Absolute hero.
We are going to be talking to Gage after Sublime. An 11-year-old boy is in critical but stable condition after nearly drowning at Silver Lake in Everett. And it's all because of a very brave 13-year-old hero by the name of Gage Bryant, who dove down, swam underwater, and rescued him. We have Gage on the phone this morning. Gage, you are incredible.
Thank you.
Can you take us back? I mean, what exactly happened? I saw the news report and I saw it this morning and I was just like, man, my heart sank and I was just like, oh my goodness. And thank God that there was someone like you that was willing to jump in the water and save this kid, because it's been a way worse story. But from your perspective, what happened?
I was just hanging out with my little cousin and we were just kind of like swimming around doing stupid things, belly flops, front flips, stuff like that.
Nice.
This lady, she was watching her children. She was watching some other children, making sure nothing was going to go like wrong. And she said that he fell into the water and she thought he was diving and he didn't come up for a while. And she said that he was under there for quite a bit, and she came over and she was trying to tell people, nobody was listening to her. But she told me, and I was like, are you sure I can go check? She's like, yeah, please go check. So I went under and I checked, and I didn't see him, and I didn't have goggles. It was murky in the water, so I couldn't really see anything whatsoever. But I went down quite a few different times to go try to see him, and I still couldn't see him. So finally, his mom comes over, and she's like, have you seen my son?
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't know how to swim. And it clicked in my head. I was like, okay, so either there's nothing under the water, or he's under there right now at this moment. So I asked somebody for their goggles and they started swimming towards, but they weren't moving like too quick. So somebody was able to she handed the goggles to another person. They passed them on to me and I dove into the water and I saw him. I knew where to look because I could see the blob whenever I didn't have goggles on. So I was able to find him basically immediately.
I can't imagine.
It's incredible how quick you were thinking and doing all these things. I guess they even had that wherewithal to think, okay, I should do this. Oh, I should do that, man. The ultimate props to you for even thinking that quick.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't even know what really even happened. I just acted. I didn't know what to do. But whenever I did finally start to think, I knew what to do. And I started putting it together.
So then you swim down and you grab him. And I saw in the news, you said that as you were pulling him up, You lost the hold on him.
Yeah, I dropped him twice. He his arms lifted up, and he slipped through my arm twice. And because I wasn't able to hold him with both hands and swim up, I had to hold him with one hand. But I was able to grab him each time before he went down back to the bottom. And he did slip a little bit, but I was able to grab him each time.
Wow.
And because you were, so brave and so heroic, we understand he's in critical but stable condition. Because
people were able to give him CPR when you pulled him out, thankfully.
Yeah. There was his mom and the lady who was there, they started calling for help. And then a nurse and a guy came on. Wow. Three different nurses. But first, this one lady, I think she was a nurse, and a guy came over, and they started performing CPR, and they were able to get a little bit of water out of his lungs. And then they swapped about 8 different times with a whole bunch of different people.
And so how has you know, the hours since then been going for you? Because I know you've probably been getting phone calls and people want to talk to you and hear your story. Have you been able to really process everything that happened?
It's been slow, definitely. I've been able to process a good amount. It's like I can think about what happened, just it doesn't feel real. Yeah. Like I'm being told that I've done it, and this is like the third day now. So I know that I've done it. Just like whenever I try to think on what I was thinking and how it felt in that situation, I just can't like think about it. I just can't process. Yeah, it doesn't like you like when you think about memories and you think about something, you can usually feel or like think about what you felt in that moment. And I can't figure it out. Like it's a little blurry.
Kind of like an outer body in a sense, you think?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Wow. Hey, man, so we have nothing but love for you. And I saw when I was watching the interview, I did notice, and it's just a random thing, but I saw that you were rocking a Linkin Park t-shirt. And I was like, oh, are you a fan of the band?
Yeah, I did really like listening to their music whenever they had the male singer. I'm not too much of a fan now, but I really love the band still.
Well, because they're coming to town, and I know this isn't going to make anything better for everything that you went through, but we just wanted to, as a token of how much we appreciate what you did and being a hero, and just it sounds like you're just such a good kid. We wanted to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see them when they come to town in September at Climate Pledge Arena, and that's why we're trying to get a hold of you. So maybe they can win you over with the new singer by going to the concert at Climate Pledge.
Thank you so much. That's so crazy, too, because September is my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, we knew. Gage, we knew that. That's part of why we're doing this.
Gage, what day is your actual birthday? Oh, Gage, are you still there?
Gage.
Oh.
Did we lose Gage?
Hello, Gage?
Hello?
Okay. We lost you for a second.
Gage, what day is your actual birthday in September?
The 17th.
And okay. You're going to be turning 14.
And the show's on the 24th, so you'll be able to check them out when you're 14 years old, man.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Gage. You are so awesome, and nothing but love for you, man. You are a true hero, and thanks for making our little community so proud.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, much love to you, Gage. Take care.
You too.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Chicago Cubs have this tradition of letting celebrities do the take me out to the ball game singing at the game. And so what would one celebrity possibly have done that would lead to them being booed by the crowd? We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A gal by the name of Alex Cooper is from the Call Her Daddy podcast. She got herself booed because of the rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game that she performed Sunday night at the Cubs game in Chicago. She had two other ladies with her, and they were doing a ridiculous dance in the background.
Have you seen the video?
Oh, yes.
And it seemed like they put 0 seconds into choreographing this dance routine. It was awful.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Alex Cooper.
All right, Daddy Gang and Cubs fans, are you ready?
I do like that she calls her fans the Daddy Gang. Yeah.
Are you upset you didn't think of that first?
Well, we could steal it from her.
You've never seen something like this before.
A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ground. Bobby, some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
You can hear the fans starting to boo. And it's like one of those things where you're like, this isn't going well.
Turn on her.
You're giving a middle finger to all the fans that are watching that love this moment. Because this was made famous by Harry Carey.
Yes.
Way back in the day. She's just lucky that this didn't happen in Philadelphia. Like this imagine the city of brotherly love. I mean, I feel like people in Chicago don't hold back, but I feel like people would have thrown stuff at her if it was happening in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Oh, so many people had to voice their opinion online about this. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
So we found a bunch of these comments and we figured who better to read them than Chicago's hero, the man himself, Mr. Chive, Bill Murray.
Oh, perfect.
A massive Chicago Cubs fan. So Robot Bill Murray is reading the comments about this Call Me Daddy lady butchering Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Are you ready?
Oh, so ready.
The really sad part is that she thinks she nailed it.
Okay, yeah, I think she was wrong. She did. She seemed so proud of it.
Oh, it's so awful. I mean, I get that like no publicity is bad publicity, but it was a really bad look.
Yeah.
This is a disgrace to baseball. What a joke. She is horrible. Society needs to do better.
Yes, society needs to do better. I don't know how we do better with this podcast.
No. What is the Call Her Daddy podcast even about?
I don't know.
I don't know if I want to know.
Taryn, there's a lot of podcasts out there. I don't have time to listen to every podcast.
It's honestly tough to get booed during a seventh inning stretch, but this skit certainly deserves it.
Yeah, I think if she just sucked at it, people would be like, all right, well, she sucks at it, but she's a fan.
Yeah.
But the fact that she had, like, this whole routine, and you could tell it was very forced.
It's like making a mockery of it all.
Yeah.
I'd rather listen to Fergie's national anthem on an endless loop. Not cool, just stupid.
So let's review that one, though.
Do we have to?
Can you see?
No, good.
How about this part?
And never yet way.
You know, I think I would too. That was pretty freaking bad. Okay, you ready for the next comment?
Please hit me over the head with a baseball bat so that I can forget this even happened.
Yeah, I think I still remember.
Oh. Am I the only one that doesn't mind it?
Which what? One?
The take me out to the ball game.
By her?
Yeah, I was actually. I mean, at that point, I'm like, she's a podcast host. She's having fun. I think the baseball fans are a little bit uptight.
So with one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
It's awful.
It's pretty amazing.
You think she's hot?
That's I do.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
he's willing to look past anything if she's hot.
He's giving her a pass.
Okay, one more comment.
This made my dad sad. Hashtag. Sad.
Another person that's sad is our friend Jason, our production director, who is from Chicago and is just as big of a Chicago Cubs fan as the Call Me Daddy girl and Bill Murray.
And visibly rattled.
Look, I get it. It is a tradition, and it's been around for a very long time, thanks to Harry Carey. And I am a diehard Cub fan, dyed-in-the-wool Cub fan for 45, 50 years now. Yes, people are going to sing it poorly. That's okay. Some people can't sing. The honor of being asked to come in and sing the seventh inning stretch that Harry Carey made famous. And Harry Carey wasn't a great singer, but his enthusiasm for the Cubs and what he put into it and what it meant to that organization and to those fans. And Danny, I want to swear right now, Danny. Oh, she's pretty. Just don't go up there and make a mockery out of the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. You just don't do it. No, you don't do it. She's as bad as Roseanne Barr. As bad as Roseanne Barr.
It was that bad to you?
Absolutely.
But she's got nicer boobs than Roseanne.
I don't care.
Okay, fine.
Don't make a mockery out of the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. It's a sanctuary.
The man has spoken.
It's a sanctuary.
Can we all agree at least that Fergie did a great job at the national anthem?
At least she was seriously trying to interpret something and did a horrible job. And that's saying something about Fergie.
Which, if you have a chance, go on YouTube and watch the Fergie performance. Not for the performance, but for the reaction of all the basketball players at this All-Star game and the looks on all their faces. It looks like they're all being prodded. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so fantastic.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's a very exciting time of year when we team up with Mary's Place to put brand new sneakers on local kids in need through Kicks for Kids. And this year, Steve, it's 400 pairs of sneakers that we are aiming to get.
And we just started, so obviously we haven't raised a ton yet, but we could do better, Alcoholics. All of us can chip in. Any amount helps, but like we've talked about before, $50 will put a brand new pair of shoes on a kid in need, and then $100 a brand new pair of shoes for a teen that's in need as well. So let's raise as much money and get as many shoes for these kids as possible.
Let's head over to KISW.com and make a donation right now. We know that most of you are just getting started with your day, and everything out there in the world is moving at rapid paces, so it can be tough to keep up with the world of pop culture. That's why we are here to help out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go!
Woo!
Thanks to a content creator in the UK, they were able to isolate Ozzy Osbourne's vocals from the final performance of Mama, I'm Coming Home last Saturday. This is how emotional it sounded.
Times have changed, and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times go by, seems to me. You could have been a better friend to me.
It's crazy how like you even have that technology where you can pull the vocals from a live performance. And what I was happy to see, because I saw this story, and my first thought was, do I want to go straight to the comments on this? Is it gonna go well? And I have to say, surprisingly, I think a lot of people took it with a grain of salt that his voice was not at its best, but everyone said how powerful it was because you could hear his voice struggling. And that added to the performance, which I 1,000% wholeheartedly agree. Like, I think it almost kind of gave me Johnny Cash vibes of when he was singing Hurt. Like, yeah, that's not like, I bet Johnny Cash maybe is like, wasn't even a fan of the vocal performance because of how ragged his voice was. But I think that's what added to the power of the performance.
It made it so much more meaningful.
Yes. Watching that, like hearing that, I was like, oh, man. I hope people are cool about this. And thankfully, a lot of people are like, we're appreciative to be able to hear just his vocals because it was that was the moment that brought so many people to tears, myself included.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about a crazy thing that happened at a minor league baseball game. Now, this happened at a triple A baseball game between, I love baseball team names in the minor leagues, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
I pray one day we have a pro team called the Jumbo Shrimp.
I really want to see the mascot.
I got to imagine it's a shrimp or a prawn. Petey the Prawn or something along those lines. I don't know. I want a hat.
Yes.
And they were taking on the Tides. I have a hard time pronouncing where the Tides are from. Can you?
Norfolk?
I think that's the safest way to say it. I'm always afraid that if I say it, you're going to have to hit the dump button. Yeah. So I typically stay away from it. But the game had a weird moment. There was a massive storm that was about to happen. So a loud crash of thunder startled everybody in the stadium, including the players, including the pitcher for the Tides, the team that has a name that I don't want to pronounce, this guy by the name of Ronzi Contreras. And he ended up like flinching because he got He was shocked by the thunder sound. But because he flinched, you can't do that in baseball. That's considered to be a balk.
Oh, no.
And he got called for it. So here's what it sounded like. I mean, even the audio alone will make you kind of flinch.
1-1 the count on Paulie. A huge crash of lightning as Contreras kicked. And it's a balk.
Wow.
Hell, Tyron, if you were the pitcher, you would have balked as well. You just jumped out of your seat.
That was crazy.
They're going to call that a balk and everybody jumped.
Mother Nature gives Jacksonville a run. It's 2-1. And Norfolk is arguing the call, but I don't know how you could argue that. Unfortunately.
It's unfortunate timing. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Wow. I mean, that was a humongous roll of thunder as if Zeus was throwing a thunderbolt.
How crazy
well,
is that?
Well, that's because Zeus is a Jumbo Shrimp fan. Everybody knows that.
Apparently, and the dude, I don't know if the guy was just making fun of the entire situation or if he was clowning on the pitcher, but the guy who came in from third, when he scored the run, he did the jolt. And I don't know if he was doing it to kind of F with the pitcher or if he was just like, I jolted as well, but it was crazy to see.
So nuts.
Yeah.
Were you guys big fans of The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Loved that show.
It's one of my favorite sitcoms.
Apparently, HBO Max has given the green light to a Big Bang Theory spinoff, and it's going to be called Stewart Fails to Save the Universe. It's another Chuck Lorre creation, okay. Also Zach Penn and Bill Prady on it, and a lot of the Big Bang alum are going to be a part of it. So, I don't know. I mean,
I'll probably give
are you
going
to watch?
I'll give it a chance like I gave Young Sheldon a chance. And I know some people loved Young Sheldon. It wasn't the vibe that I wanted based on what the Big Bang Theory was.
Same, that one didn't hit for me either.
Yeah, we lasted like maybe 4 or 5 episodes. And I'm like, neither one of us are enjoying this. Like, why are we watching this?
Penny.
Still? Yeah.
Penny.
Oh,
Penny.
Big Bang Theory is one of the best shows ever, though.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He is currently sitting with a record of 229 wins, 71 losses, and 55 ties in 2025. Maybe we can secure a bolt of thunder or a bolt of lightning or a thunderclap to throw you off your game this morning, Steve.
There you go.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to play the game called Beat Migs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.